Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
One quick score to pass along, game that we had missed as they continue to come in. That is Rumson on top of Homedale by a score of 28-0. We'll obviously keep you updated as things go on. That Middletown-South game has now gone into the third quarter with the Eagles leading the Howl Rebels 14-7 and up now and running in the third quarter as well. Mattawan just taking the field against Ocean up 3-0.
Just to add, get you some of those comments in the press release from the NJSIAA. It basically says that they were under no obligation to do this, that they had checked, and one of the things that was important to them, let me see, here's Steve Timko's comment, the executive director. Anthony is a special young man with exceptional skills and presents a unique set of circumstances. The federal court clearly established that there's been no violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, so the NJSIAA is under no obligation to provide him with additional playing time. In addition, our 8-semester and age 19 rules remain firmly in place. They also went on to say that it seemed appropriate to resolve the matter promptly without excessive additional debate, and reaching the solution now allows all parties to avoid additional litigation related to potential appeals. It does say they polled all of the participating schools on Brick's schedule and consulted with the coaching staff before making this decision. I guess the one thing it doesn't say in here, Ed, and I think it's what you were wondering, is, you know, is there anything in here that says this is like one of those one time only, you can't bring it up? And the answer is no.
So an interesting situation. And again, the Brick football program, West Dorego not kicking tonight in a barn burner right now with Toms River South. We're getting set to get back to action here from Gurnard Field. Both teams have made their way on for the second half kickoff. It will be Southern Regional who will kick off to Toms River North. The team swapping ends, and the Mariners will go left to right on your radio dial. Rob Yazer will step into this one. Has the wind behind him, a pretty solid breeze. I would say good 20 to 25 mile an hour wind behind him. Kicks it now just inside the 10-yard line. This one is picked up and returned. Still on his feet and running out over the 35 is R.J. Bramell, and he will be run out of bounds just at about the 40-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Toms River North. So let's see, Kevin, what the Mariners kind of have in store here after a halftime back in their field house with a lot to go over.
Absolutely, and I think we said this a couple of weeks ago in the case of the Central Toms River South game. If you're Toms River North coach Dave Ozowitz, what you preached was, let's win the second half. Let's not look at the 27-0. Let's win the second half. Small battles.
Got to wait for a second. The clock.
We're going to go with 40 minutes running time for this half.
40 minutes. So they will change that up and get it set. That would be interesting, Ed, if that was actually the case. I wonder if that would, how it would play itself out. Which, Ed, would be quicker?
Ed, you would know. We're not exactly right there, but what is the number for the so-called mercy rule?
35.
35, okay.
Close.
Yeah, we're going to miss it by a touch, you know, by a point if Southern should score. By the way, Matt, I think you mentioned it in the first half, but the wind has whipped up a little bit, blowing from right to left on your dial significantly, so it could be a factor in some of the punts tonight going into the wind.
Bob Phillips, our referee, has the clock set to where we would like, 11:54, 11:53, and we are up and running now. First down carry for Caleb Lewis. Fumbles the football. This one's still loose, and a dive for it. I believe Toms River North has it back.
Let me tell you who made that play, and what a play he made was Bellissimo, who just absolutely went right in and grabbed the ball, and he almost recovered it. He got on the bottom of the pile, but the Mariners maintained possession.
Moore got it, yeah. Asante Moore picked it up.
Big loss on the play. Ball spotted now back at the 34-yard line. Make it second and 16. Mariners break from the huddle. Will come out with a three wide receiver set. Jordan Craig going as a slot man to the left. Coming near sideline to the right, Valdez Santiago. Neglio gets the snap, looks left all the way, lets it fly. That catch is made, getting out over the 40 and making his way to the 42-yard line on the completion, and the tackle for Southern. Jordan Craig hauled it in. Rams with good gang tackling. They get back the six that they had lost, plus two more. Third down and just about eight coming up. Craig, who just caught it, will split out this time wide left. Evan Sirota will go slot left. Bramell and Santiago come near sideline of the right. Three-man front for the Rams. They back some players off in pressure. And this one, a pass to the outside. Deflected down to the last second. The coverage by Pat Walker able to knock it down and force the incompletion. And that'll set up a fourth down. And the Mariners leaving the offense on. There is a player down right now.
Now they're going to send a punt team in now, Matt.
That is number 50, the left guard, Iago Silva, Jr., slow to get up. Looks like favoring his right ankle or right knee.
This will be a tough punt now into this stiff wind. This isn't going very far.
Could hear the wind a little bit in your microphone, Ed.
Definitely. Yep.
Going back into punt formation, Pete Colon. Got to try to not hit this one high in the air. Two returners back in Kalekia and Halliday for Southern on fourth down and about eight. High snap. Fielded. Cologne does hang it in the air. It's going to be a short kick with a flag down. Fumbled, and Tom Zivernorth gets it back. It would have been roughing the kicker, but with the fumble recover, the Mariners will certainly keep the play instead. They're undoing the pile, and it is Mariner football. Recovered at the 37-yard line by number 30, Alec Sable.
So it was. So they would have gotten the first down on the roughing the kicker, but they did even better. A first down now at the Ram 38-yard line, and the Mariners will try and take advantage. They had an opportunity in the first half following a turnover and got down to, had a first and goal on the five, could not score, came up about a yard short.
Bring this, the offense right back on.
This their second real good opportunity following a turnover to try and get some points on the board.
First and 10 from the Southern 37. Back into the game, Mike Husney, the freshman. He will hand it off inside. It'll go to Caleb Lewis. Lewis at the 35, upended at the 34-yard line. That tackle made by Walker and Winkler. Sounds like a law firm.
The law firm of Walker and Winkler knows your concerns.
It's going to be interesting to see if Husney next year develops into that spread quarterback that the Mariners coaches want him to be. Right now, I don't see him as the running threat that, let's say, Scalfani was last year running this offense.
Here's the carry again inside. This one going for Asante Moore. He's upended at the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a half a yard. Clay Robinson there to make the tackle. Third down and eight now coming up as we work down towards the 9-minute mark here in this third quarter. Rams still up big, 27-0.
Well, the Rams have really controlled Moore, who did rush for over 100 yards in the first two games and scored a couple of touchdowns. He's also been limping just a bit, told he was nicked up before the game, and he's sort of been in and out of the lineup.
Husney stays in, checks over the defense, has a tight end either side, and now a timeout has been called by Tom Zivernorth. We'll keep it here with 8:47 to go in this third quarter.
What do you think about Husney, guys?
I tell you one thing, you can't miss him with those shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was a freshman, if I'd be wearing golden shoes.
There's quite a few players on the Mariner team that have some good-looking shoes, I'll tell you. Asante Moore has the best shoes I've seen in a long time. They're like a silver streak, white with silver streaks.
I don't know. Do you want people to see you that way? You know, I'd wear the high top blacks to tell you.
Keep it close to the vest. Keep it simple.
Well, listen, Ed, they are so young, and you know, only a handful of these guys were names that were familiar to us from a year ago. The thing that would concern me for them is the fact that the schedule just does not let up.
No, you went over that.
While they might get better week in and week out, a W may elude them for weeks as well. Real tough job for the coaches. Got to keep them together.
Coming back on now on a third down and eight. 8:47 to go. Neglio has checked back into the game. Trips off to his left. Tight bunch package there. Bramell, the single man to the right. Looking for Bramell. Down the seam. He's got a step on his man. Deflected away at the last second. Kalekia had the initial coverage, and then Halliday was the man who came over and got a hand on it. It'll set up fourth down on a pretty decent throw by Neglio.
Little little underthrown, but was thrown into the strong wind that you guys have talked about.
Jackson Memorial has scored again at Brick Memorial. They lead it 21-7 as the second half has started.
Of course, the tonight's ceremonies at Brick Memorial, the 10-year anniversary of the 2003 state championship team.
By the way, also in that halftime ceremony, Garrett Graham, the tight end for the Houston Oilers now, jersey was retired.
Houston Oilers. All right, Earl. All right, Earl Campbell.
Houston Texans.
All right, Earl Campbell. Fourth down and eight. Rolling is Neglio. This one almost picked off and then caught, ultimately dropped. Nice play down the field. Santiago, the intended target, and Kalekia on the coverage. On fourth down, the ball will now change hands and go back over to Southern Regional.
Ed, was Garrett there?
No, Garrett's got more important business.
Oh, I didn't know if they were on a bye this
No,
week.
They're not. And his mom and dad were there. In fact, I'll send you guys a picture if you're
number
interested.
Number 16, right?
No, number 88. But he was, you know, that's right. He was
not 16. At Brick, he wasn't.
He was 16, I think.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the picture right here. It's 88. That's his number at Houston.
He did not wear 88 in high school.
No, I know he didn't. You're right. You're right. He wore 16. But
I'm good with numbers.
I thought his number was already retired from Brick Memorial.
Well, I don't know. We got
to so have that list every year, and we talk about the numbers retired, and he's been on it. Here's the give to Yazor. Rams back to work. Good blocking in front. Yazor's going to have 10. Now out to the 48-yard line for a gain of 13. Florenza on the tackle, and one play, one first down. Rams just having an easy go of things, Kevin, moving the football.
A little housekeeping, Matt. Can we get like a bungee cord for this, you know, to keep these things together? No, not tonight. In future weeks, Brad, No, you don't have to tape it.
First and 10. The give here will be to Winkler again. Off the right side, got good yardage. Going to get run out of bounds by Florenza again. And again, it will be a first down. Brad, I'll take the blame for that. I kind of threw Kevin off the mark tonight with the roster situation. I don't know that he's recovered since.
I have not. Yeah, Ed did send me a picture. It is number 88 on the picture.
Barnegat on top of Mondon, 24-12. Shore leading Metuchen 7-6 on a missed extra point by Metuchen. Middletown South up 21-7 going into the fourth quarter in their game with Howe. Here's a run off the right side for Yazor. He again will pick up good yards,
Matt,
to the 32-yard line.
What do you notice about the picture Ed just sent me? It's not a Brick Memorial jersey.
It's a Texans jersey.
Yeah, maybe they gave that jersey to the school.
That's what they probably did.
Yeah, I don't know. It's signed.
A lot of
it looks like it's got some signatures. Yeah, my fault. Can we erase that last 2 minutes like the Nixon
Watergate
tapes?
Watergate. Graham Gate.
Rams with a late player edition coming in and will now set it up second down and about four. Split wide receiver set. Ryan Jensen, the man who came in. The pass to the outside. Gazicki will haul it in. And stepped out of bounds right near the first down mark. I think he's going to have enough to get it as the ball put down, looked at by referee Bob Phillips.
Gazicki came into tonight's game with 7 catches for 141 yards and a touchdown through the first 2 weeks. Has faced a lot of double coverage, and it's opened it up for some of the other guys to have some big nights.
You know, he's only got a few tonight, but he's had the big catch of this game, actually. That third down call when in the first quarter,
opening drive.
Yeah. Exactly. And then topped off, with the personal foul. That was the big catch of the night. I believe he's got 3 catches on the night.
I want to ask you a question after this play, Ed.
We'll split out this time. Slot man to the left. 7:26 to go in the third quarter. Split back set for Sheehan. We'll give it again here to Winkler off the right side. Winkler will pound his way down to the 25-yard line, rather. Good little extra back now for Southern Regional. When you factor in Bissey and Yazor, and now Winkler getting some carries. Lewis on the tackle for Tom Zimmer North.
Hey, Ed.
Yes.
Doesn't Gazicki remind you of Graham a bit in that they're listed as tight ends, but by the time they were seniors, they were both playing out wide?
Yeah, I totally agree. He will be, I think, the exact same type of player as Graham was at Wisconsin.
Sheehan rolling this time to the left. Stops, evades a tackle, and then tucks and gets upfield. Tripped up at the 17-yard line. McLean among those in on the tackle for Toms River North. That'll be a first down.
By the way, of course, Wisconsin is one of the schools that has been very hot after Gazicki, but everything I've heard and read as recently as today is his top three is pretty much Ohio State, Penn State, and Rutgers. not necessarily in that order. We said he's making his recruiting visit to Ohio State tomorrow for their game against Wisconsin.
First down and 10, split back set. Yazor dancing off the right side, hops over a tackler at the line of scrimmage, gets down inside the 10-yard line, about a yard shy of a first down, 9-yard pickup on first down. That's going to do a lot of damage. Fitzpatrick on the tackle.
Matt, you know, you mentioned it earlier. Yazor just sort of does everything he does he's good at for this Southern team. Just a very dependable player.
Workhorse,
you know.
Kevin, I got a question for you after this play, okay,
right,
about Mike Gesicki.
Split receiver set, wings to either side. Yazor on the end around from left wing to right end will have the first down. Stopped at the 6. That tackle made by Seawick. First and goal now coming up.
Do we know his 40 time? I'm sure you do, Kevin.
I actually don't. I really don't.
That's
called throwing your partner under the bus.
I'm curious because you know in high school, Garrett Graham was not a speedster.
That's right.
You know, that's why I think actually Mike is probably a little faster at this point of their careers.
Agree. Absolutely.
Split wide, split back set. Yazor going to get a crack on first and goal. Trips through the line of scrimmage, taken down at the 3. Decent game. However, 3-yard pickup, make it second and goal.
And he was very emphatic following his recruiting visit to Rutgers last week for their game against Arkansas that Rutgers wants him as a wide receiver.
The other two schools, perhaps more tight end?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, at Wisconsin, he would be a tight end, that's for sure.
He grew into that tight end. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Tight end you there. Ohio State, I don't know.
Yazor again. He'll get the carry. This time, Yazor going to take it in easily off the right side for the touchdown. His third score of the night, 33-0, the advantage for Southern Regional.
Well, I didn't expect this one tonight, guys.
I'm shocked.
I'm not shocked that obviously Southern is going to win this game, but kind of surprised by the score. I was expecting a little more out of the Mariners.
On for the extra point is Yazor. Yep. Fumbled snap picked up by Bleichner, the backup quarterback, who throws to the end zone for the 2, deflected away at the last second as an incompletion. So the score will hold at 33-0, 4:27 to go in the third quarter. We're back with more high school football right after this quick 30-second timeout on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we're back here from Gernon Field in all Rams tonight from start to this stage of the third quarter. 4:27 to go. Rob Yazor set to kick off. We'll drive this one deep. For Lorenzo will pick it up inside his 15-yard line. For Lorenzo now at the 23, where he is tackled and taken down, running down the field on special teams. Ryan Jensen on the stop. First and 10 now for Tom Zerver North and the Mariners with a big hole.
And here's a big scoring update down the road at Monsignor Donovan. Vinny Grasso has scored on a 2-yard run. The Griffins pull within 24-18 of Barnegat. The onside kick is coming up because there's only a minute and 43 left. Barnegat recovers the onside kick, so it looks like the Bengals can pretty much ice this one and really solidify their hold on the Class B South lead.
Yeah, that would be a big win for sure. A four-wide receiver package here for Mike Husney, who has come back into the game. Single back is Lewis. Wants to throw. Quick pass to the outside. Sirota will catch it at the line of scrimmage and spin forward, get shoved out at the 29 for a gain of about 5. Second, we'll call it a long 5 coming up.
Middletown South kicking a field goal, Matt. They now lead Howell 24-7. The Eagles do. 3:20 left in that game.
Again, a four-wide receiver package. 3 this time off to the left. Trips package that way. Single man back to the right. Husney will keep it on the ground. That give is to Lewis. He is tackled in the backfield. The stop made by Fasikas.
Shore leads Metuchen 7-6 in the third quarter.
Rams are clearing their bench. I'm over here on the Rams sideline, and you see one player after each play going out of the game. One guy I'm surprised it's still in there is their quarterback, but he basically runs this defense. Him and Bellissimo.
Third down and about 4. Husney, play action. Rolling left into the pressure. Lets it fly over the top. That is incomplete. Intended target was the tight end Calvin Jackson.
Well, you guys were talking about the defensive duel between Ocean and Matawan. Well, the Big Red has just gone ahead with 3 minutes left. Tyler Thompson, screen pass, goes 55 yards for a touchdown. Ocean 7, Matawan 3 with 3 minutes remaining.
Well, they did the same thing last week. It wasn't a screen pass. It was a methodical short drive in which Thompson scored for a 7-0 victory over Neptune. So same type of victory today, tonight, if they hold on.
Another score for RBC, Larry Radelli, a 48-yard run, 31-0 over St. John Vianney.
High snap for Cologne. Gets off a short, wobbly punt. Fair catch called for and made by Halliday at the 45-yard line. Not bad, considering kicking into a pretty stiff win. But the Rams with a pretty good field position right now, 55 yards away from a potential go-ahead score, and unfortunately kind of knocking on the door of that mercy rule that might come into effect tonight.
Absolutely. Let's see what they do offensively in terms of starters. Looks like some new numbers in there for sure.
Yeah.
Boy, a bunch of them.
Sheehan's still in there, though.
Gesicki is still in. New running backs.
Yeah, Gesicki was out of the defensive lineup the last series. Talk a little bit about RBC. You guys know I saw them last week.
Sean Gesser, number 21, into the game, along with number 27. That is Chris Araco.
Nice little run there by Araco.
RBC has three different running backs that probably could start for any team in the Shore. Unfortunately for other Shore Conference opponents, they all play on the same team. Radiali is their starter. Then they use Cordova, very similar looking, not real big, but very packed. And then they have a third back that they break in there, underclassmen. So pretty good football team to go with that huge line up front. Going to be tough for them to lose in the Shore Conference.
Give is to Sean Gesser, who gets ripped down pretty hard. I believe it was Deshaun Copes.
Sure was.
Who made the tackle, big tackle. And
it's
now Gesser will check out, and coming back in will be Ryan Winkler.
I think Gesser's shaking up pretty good. He doesn't know where he is. Look at this. That is a young man who's...
He got slammed pretty hard into the ground.
He's got his bell rung. They're going to check him out, I'm sure, right away. Joe Cassino, the athletic trainer, will be right on that one.
Split back set for Sheehan. Give off the right side, breaking the plane of the 50-yard. Orocho on the carry, and it'll be a fourth down and four coming up for Southern.
Ed, one of those running backs you just mentioned, Mike Cordova, just took a screen pass 32 yards for a touchdown. 38-0 Red Bank Catholic. The mercy rule is underway.
34-21 Brick on top of Toms River South.
Wow.
With 7:53 to go in the third quarter.
Boy, that game is crazy.
Manasquan on top of Raritan, 28-3. Sheehan comes on to kick inside the 10-yard line. This one was touched at about the 6, and that's where it'll come out to, where it'll be first down at 10 for Toms River North. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter, and it's all Rams, 33-0.
And should Brick hang on and beat Toms River South, that one will send some shockwaves across the Shore Conference. That's right, Matt, you picked the Green Dragons.
I did.
That would be a great pick. Ed picked Howell. That was his upset special of the week.
And they're hanging tough.
They're down by 17. Come on.
Oh, it's 17 now?
Yeah, it's 24-7.
Okay.
But did hang. I was very impressed with Coach Reichenbecker, who we had on our Investors Bank football show last night.
Ball popped out for
a second,
and it is a safety. Was recovered in the end zone, and with 35 now up on the board, that clock actually will begin to run in kind of a strange way. The ball was fumbled and then recovered in the end zone by North. 35-0 now in favor of the Rams.
And as the clock will continue to run, I thought it stopped on touchdowns, didn't it?
Well, maybe not on safeties.
Well, yeah, that's...
Wow, it
don't
is
know.
Running.
I thought after any score in the mercy rule, the clock stopped, I thought.
Well, ask someone there.
Who am I going to ask? Referees are all in the middle of the
run
field.
Run out and gask one of them.
And then we'll see if we can come up with bail.
Well, he's the one sort of like running out on Yankee Stadium. By the way, let's talk about Mariano.
No, let's not.
Night.
All right, enough already.
Come on, Kevin. Even you had a little tear in the eye last night.
I understand, but it's the longest retirement that's ever happened in the history
of sports. Well, that's not his fault. That's the other teams
who
honored him.
No, that's the Yankees, you know, with nothing to play for, just trying to drag this thing out.
Matt, come on.
It was
a great
ceremony,
great
no
ceremony.
Doubt.
Done with class and dignity, I think.
It's football season. Go ahead, Matt.
Timeout on the field as the third quarter has come to a close. We'll come back for the start of quarter number four with Southern Regional leading this one 35-0. We're back in 30 seconds with more high school football at our Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.